A Yeti in Town by Richard Brown. Chapter 1. Dad's Box. Mum's mobile phone rang. "Where is my phone?" she said. Her glasses were lost, and she could not see clearly without them.
"I'll answer it," Tim said. "Hello?"
"Hi, Tim. It's Dad. I'm phoning from the Himalayas."
"Mum!" Tim exclaimed. "It's Dad!"
"Let me speak to him," said Tim's sister Emma.
"In a minute," said Tim excitedly.
Dad was an explorer. He was exploring the Himalaya Mountains.
"I've got a surprise for you," Dad told Tim. "I've sent you a box of things from the Himalayas."
"What's in the box?" Tim said.
"Wait and see," said Dad. "It will arrive soon."
Emma took the phone.
"Have you found anything exciting?" she asked.
"Yes, I have," Dad exclaimed. "I found some footprints in the snow just outside our camp. I think a Yeti made them."
"A Yeti?" said Emma. "What's that?"
"Yetis live in the mountains. They look like bears. They are very shy. Hardly anyone has seen one."
The next day, Dad's box arrived. Mum said,
"Tim, Emma, unpack it, please. I can't see a thing."
She went to look for her glasses again. Tim and Emma unpacked the box. There was a big fossil, a wooden statue, two colourful hats, and a beautiful rug. Then suddenly, an animal jumped out of the box.